Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu bayani anna sunnata idha qila lil musta'zin man anta ay yaqula fulan fayusammi nafsahu bima yu'rafu bihi min ismin aw kunyatin wa karahati qawlihi ana wa nahwiha. The chapter on the clarification that the sunnah is that when a person who sought permission to enter is asked, "Who are you?" he should identify himself by his name or his title, and is disliked for him to say I or any similar words. What this chapter is doing is clarifying, is making clear to us that when we're asking permission to enter, then the person from inside, the person that we're asking permission, that may I enter, the person asking who is there? So what we say, I, it's me. So the hadith is teaching us that this is words we shouldn't be using. That it's me is not telling who you are. Because every person is I. Who else? Who is not me? So therefore, what we are being told, as we explained, that the person makes salam, the person says, may I enter, and the person gives his name also, that this who it is, this is who I am. So the people inside, they don't have any doubts, any confusion, who it is. And this also extends to when a person is on a phone call. When a person is on a phone call, he should make salam, he should introduce himself immediately who he is. So the person on the other side is not in anticipation, person is not confused, a person doesn't have to apply his mind and think that this voice belongs to who's speaking. Many times people phone and then they keep the person in suspense, that you know who's speaking, you can't make it out from the voice. We met 2 years ago, we met 3 years ago, we're in Hajj together, so now that person on that side has to keep thinking that who is this person that I am speaking to. Sharia doesn't like we must cause any type of taklif to any person, to such an extent that we don't even cause psychological taklif to the person by asking him to think and making him worry or be in suspense that who is this person that's seeking permission to enter, who is this person that is speaking to me. We are supposed to immediately clarify the situation, take away any type of suspense and worry from our brother that we are speaking to. This is Sharia, this is what Sharia teaches us. Therefore, in one of the chapters we did, as far as the audibility of salam is concerned, what pitch a person should make salam with, to such an extent that the person that is listening hears the salam clearly, and that pitch shouldn't be so loud that if someone is sleeping, that person gets disturbed. We don't want to cause taklif to the sleeping person, and we don't want to cause taklif to the person that is awake by him not hearing, and at the same time we're considering the sleeping person. So this is Sharia. All type of consideration is there, to such an extent that even psychological consideration is there. So this is what this chapter is about, that the person is very clear when he's asking permission, who is explaining, he's explaining who it is. An Anasin radiallahu anhu fi hadithihi al-mashhur fi al-Isra'i, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, thumma sa'ada bi Jibreel ila al-samai al-dunya, fastaftaha faqila man hadha, qala Jibreel, qila wa man ma'aka, qala Muhammadun, ثم صعد إلى السماء الثانية فاستفتح قيل من هذا قال جبريل قيل ومن معك قال محمد والثالثة والرابعة وسائرهن ويقال في باب كل سماء من هذا فيقول جبريل متفق عليه. This hadith is one portion of the long hadith of Isra. You know, we got Isra and we got Mi'raj. Isra was the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Makkah Sharif till Baytul Muqaddas, and from Baytul Muqaddas till the seventh heaven was known as Mi'raj. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey from Baytullah, Makkah al-Mukarramah, till Baytul Maqdis, or Baytul Muqaddas, that journey was known as Isra, and famously known as Mi'raj was the journey from Baytul Muqaddas to the seventh heaven. That was known as Mi'raj. Some ulama say you can use Isra for both. You can use the word Isra for both legs of the journey. The journey from Makkah al-Mukarramah till Baytul Muqaddas, and from Baytul Muqaddas till the seventh heaven. So anyway, this hadith is one portion of it. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought the portion to show that every stage, every heaven that they went to, Jibreel alayhi salam was asked that, who are you? Before he got permission to enter, he was asked, who are you? And he was asked, who is with you also? Who are you and who is with you? So we are taught that when we are replying, we must reply clearly. The reason why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this portion of the hadith to show us, this is how Jibreel alayhi salam replied very, very clear, leave no doubt that exactly who he is and who is with him. Sometimes when we're seeking permission also to enter, there's another etiquette, is that if there are other people with us and we are seeking permission, we should seek permission for ourselves and tell the person inside who else is with us. So he knows that who else is with us, and then he'll allow us to enter. So the translation of this hadith is that Anas radiallahu anhu narrates in his famous hadith with regards to Al-Isra' that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Jibreel alayhi salam took me to the lowest heaven and asked for the door to be opened. The heaven that is closest to the dunya. And asked for the door to be opened. It was said, who is this? He replied, Jibreel. It was said, who is with you? He replied, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Clearly, he didn't mince his words. He said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with him. He then went to the second, third, fourth, and the remaining heavens, and the entrance of every heaven, it was said, who is this? And he would reply, Jibreel alayhi salam. So here we find that this was how he answered, and he clearly stated his name, he stated who he was. Although Jibreel alayhi salam was a very famous person, very, very famous amongst the malaika, and he could have said, you don't know me, you don't know my voice, how can you not know me? I am the great angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. Nothing like that. Very clearly he said, this is who I am, and this is who is with me. And he could have taunted them also, do you not know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of the great, Allah's greatest creation? Nothing like that. He was told, asked who is it, and immediately he mentioned. So this is something for us to remember, and be clear about who we are. When we ask who we are, explain. And a person should also save others from any type of taklif. If we're saving them from the psychological taklif or suspense, that who is there by the door, how much more we must save people from that psychological pressures of the times that we are living in. For example, we're owing somebody money, now he's got the pressure, when are we going to pay? We're keeping him suspense, we are pulling him. Or sometimes the son or the daughter is gone out of the home, the parents are in suspense, what time they're going to come, when they're going to come. The pressure is there, the psychological pressure is there. All this is not warranted in Islam. This is a simple call to say that this is, I am running a bit late. We got appointment, I'm running a bit late. I should be there in about 5 to 10 minutes. We save that person from all type of unwarranted suspense and pressure. So simple phone call, simple explanation saves people. This is something that we are taught of in our Shariat. We haven't learned it from the West. We actually supposed to be teaching the West that these are the etiquettes, these are the adabs. Somebody gave us some work to do. We took on that work to do. Give a person a small report back. This is the work you gave me to do. This is how far I'm gone. This is where I am. The person gets a report back. Sometimes a person is a doctor or a person is working on a patient. The patient is in suspense. What is happening? Person simply gives a little bit of a report. This is what the condition is. This is how long it will take. So that suspense is gone. Like that, the patient going into theater, the doctor speaks to the patient. Nowadays, there's a new culture in the medical field, is that you have to tell the patient everything up front. Person is about to go in theater, you have to tell him that there's a chance that you're not going to wake up again. There's a chance that this procedure is not going to work out. There's a chance that this may not happen, and you must sign all the documents just before you can go into theater. Whereas Shariat is telling us, take the stress away from the person. Take the pressure away from the person. Don't put him into suspense. At that time, you must tell the patient all good things. Yes, long before he decides whether he wants to go for a procedure, you can give him all the facts. But not just before a person is going to go in. This is what is taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he would see a patient, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam would visit somebody that is sick, he would tell them, la ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. Nothing to worry about. This is just a cleansing process that you're going to. We are taught that we must put people at ease. So this Western culture that is coming in, that you put everything in front of a person at the most crucial moments, this is not what we are taught. We are taught to take away pressure, take away stress, make the patient feel comfortable, make him feel at ease. So this is what Islam is teaching us. Now this goes in all circles, as I mentioned, with a debtor, with an employee, with our parents, with our neighbors, whoever we are with. Person on the road must feel that we are not tailing him right behind, putting him under stress that the first opportunity he must just move out of the way, otherwise we're going to bang him. We don't put people under stress and pressure. We keep people comfortable. This is Islam. Allah Pak, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.